This podcast will review the early steps of Hitler and the Nazis in changing the German democracy into a totalitarian state. The economic crisis in Germany was still unsolved by the German democracy called the Weimar Republic. Germany was struggling with the worldwide depression, with thousands of people unemployed. During and after the election of 1932, the Nazis played to the fears of the people and held huge demonstrations and marches to criticize the government and to gain followers. The election of 1932 brought many more Nazis into the Reichstag, which is like our Congress, but they still did not totally control it, nor did they win the presidency. Paul von Hindenburg, an independent and popular World War I hero, won re-election at age 84. In the Weimar Republic, it was the chancellor's job to set economic policy, among other responsibilities, and the president's job to appoint the chancellor. After several unsuccessful appointments, President Paul von Hindenburg appointed Adolf Hitler, the leader of the Nazi Party, to be chancellor in Germany. Soon after becoming chancellor, Hitler was given a unique opportunity in dealing with a potential national crisis. The symbol of the German government, the Reichstag building, which is like our Capitol building, burned down on the night of February 27, 1933. Hitler took charge. The day after the fire, Hitler used propaganda, a crucial strategy for any aspiring dictator. He put out a statement blaming another political party for the destruction. The Communist Party in Germany was the chief competition for the Nazis for the vote of the people who wanted change from the government of the majority party, the Social Democrats. Many people saw the communists as providing a new direction for the country, while others saw them as dangerous. One of the key ways that Hitler was able to gain more support was to brand the communists as dangerous, capable of destroying the traditions of Germany. Since the Reichstag building was a traditional symbol for Germany, it wasn't hard for Hitler to link its destruction with the dangerous communists. Hitler saw the Reichstag fire as an opportunity. He labeled it as a national emergency, which meant that he wanted and needed more power as chancellor to deal with the situation. Hitler knew that the German constitution included a part called Article 48. This part said that in the case of a national emergency, the chancellor could, among other things, gain the power to make laws himself in order to deal with the emergency. Due to the high number of Nazis in the Reichstag, Nazi threats toward other political parties who might vote against them, and the propaganda used by Hitler, the Reichstag passed what was called the Enabling Law. Citing Article 48, this law gave Hitler the power to make laws for the next 4 years without having to go through the Reichstag. Hitler was then free to target the communists and whomever he labeled as dangerous to Germany. As we know, this power allowed him to make new laws to discriminate against Jews and other groups, and to slowly change the German democracy into a totalitarian state.